tight schedule this morning. About 11:30, I'm going to exit out the back door. And Ms. Carissa will probably be gone by.
I was there last night, not today.
I was too.
I got to leave here at 10:15. I got a doctor's appointment. I've been waiting over 3 months.
Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. Where's Mr. Brandon?
He is not here today, Judge.
We got 4 out of 5. Mr. Brandon is not here. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a word of prayer by Commissioner McInerney.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our many blessings, Lord. We thank you for keeping your hand upon us. Thank you for leading and guiding us. We thank you for being our God. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Too late. I was headed out the door to the shelter, and I realized that I think the Burke Center is having a function over there in the shelter building today. So here we are. Item number 4, public comments. Okay. Item number 5, announcement, possible discussion of items of public community interest for which no action will be taken. Every year we declare October as Head Start Awareness Month. They got me the proclamation a little bit late. We all sign it every year. It's not on the agenda, but it's not a binding contract or anything. Head Start's been going on in San Jacinto County since 1965. I was in the first class that we ever had down there at Lincoln School. Anyway, are y'all inclined to grant the proclamation? I was planning on signing it, and I'll pass it around if y'all want to. If y'all are uncomfortable, we'll do it next time, but I'd like to get it done this morning.
I'm all for it.
All right. I know we're rushing. Whereas the Head Start program has established itself as the foremost early childhood development program in these United States, and whereas Head Start was established in May of 1965 and has provided health, education, and social services to more than 24 million children and their families in every U.S. state and territory over the last 54 years, I guess that's 35 and 24, it's 54, 55. Whereas to achieve its goals, Head Start provides not only for educational exceptional needs of children, but also for their social, psychological health, and nutritional requirements. And whereas research shows that Head Start is a wise investment for the county and for society, the preliminary results of a randomly selected longitudinal study of more than 600 graduates of San Bernardino, California, showed that society received nearly $9 in benefits for every $1 invested in Head Start children. And whereas, in addition to focusing on the needs of children, Head Start involves the parents in decision-making through policy counsel. Therefore, I, Fritz Faulkner, County Judge of San Jacinto County and the Commissioner's Court of San Jacinto County, do hereby proclaim October as a month to celebrate Head Start in San Jacinto County, and by doing so, call attention to the accomplishments of the Head Start program and urge all citizens to increase their awareness of this unique program. County's always sponsored Head Start. We used to have 2 Head Start centers at two locations in the county, one at the annex in Shepherd down there, and we purchased land and they built a building that we went out for the grant for over here on Slade. For those of y'all that may not know that, most of y'all have been here any length of time, are well aware of how much the county supports Head Start. Anything else under item number five that we need to touch on?
Yeah, we lost Larry Wagner this weekend. He used to be my foreman. Services will be Thursday, viewing Thursday in Lufkin, and then Mary will be Saturday.
Sorry to hear that. All right. Item number 10, consideration, discussion, and possible vote on hazard mitigation plan. I talked to Miss Judy Langford yesterday. We've had a meeting or two on this scheduled, and we have most everybody. Is anybody from Langford here? And whoever they had assigned to handle that for us, for whatever reason, wasn't able to be there. So there was some concern about whether we're hung up on a stump or whether. So I put it on the agenda. She, Miss Judy called me, like I say, she called me late yesterday evening, and she apologized for the lady not making it to the meeting. She assures me that we are moving forward on that, and she's told me she was going to send me a one-pager.
Did you not see it?
I haven't seen it, but that doesn't mean it's not up here on this desk. So.
This what? She sent you?
Yes, that's what it is.
I'll just kind of go over it real fast. Progress to date, core meetings. Is that what we had that nobody showed up for?
Yes, sir. I mean,
our representative showed up, but they're the ones getting paid to do the mitigation. Hazard mitigation plan, for whatever reason, but I guess we've had some meetings that they did show up.
Here's your one.
I got
three of them.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I didn't get a copy. I got a copy of the email with Tracy.
Well, this is yours, right?
Yes, sir.
Core team meetings, successfully committed meetings with core stakeholders, gathering valuable input. Establishing a strong foundation for the update of the existing Sandy Center County Hazard Mitigation Plan, assessment of existing plans. It's not like we're writing a completely new plan. I think when I first got here in 98, I think we went through this, and I'm not sure I hired, when I came on in 98, we had a big flood. The guy that was here hit the road and went to San Antonio, so I appointed a young guy named David Brandon to be my emergency manager back in 1998. So I know we worked on that plan, and we have at least once or twice done a revision of the plan, because we hired an outfit of professional grant writer type plan writer. Paid them about $10,000, and they did. So the plan is, if we have a plan, it has expired. The state requires you to update it every 5 or so years, something like that. Anyway, y'all got this update on what she said, and she said, I'm very sorry, I got to be at another meeting at Galveston or somewhere like that, and she said, put it on the next agenda. So I propose we put it on the next agenda, and she assures me she'll be here, and then we can get an update on where we actually are. Does that sound about right? The mayor has been real involved in it for the county and for the city of Point Blank, and did I leave anything out?
Well, the only thing is, I got a personal email from a Jerry Camarado. It's Jerry with an I, who is apparently the new team manager for the thing. Basically, this email, I won't read the email because it's basically the same thing as a summary sheet. But a Jerry Coronado is going to be the one that's going to be ultimately responsible to keep this thing on schedule.
I mean, you go through, and there are some new, possibly some new threats. Every time FEMA changes the floodplain area and they make the floodplain bigger because they don't want to provide insurance in them places that they didn't realize flooded. That's my personal opinion. Anyway, sometimes you change portions of that. You will obviously change if you got authorities named in there. You would maybe change names. We try to make it more generic, where it just says county judge or county commissioner. So every time somebody goes out of office, you don't have to rewrite your plan, so to speak. So anyway. We're going to put it on the next agenda, if that's all right with you, Mayor.
Absolutely, sir.
Then we'll get a much better, there it is, synopsis. Here, you can have that. But I did have that. Next, number 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve county credit card for supplies needed by Constable Precinct 4. Constable here?
No, he's not. Do we have what the amount is for the other constables? Do we know?
It's 25.
Yeah.
Is it 2,500?
I think so.
I'll make the motion to issue him a credit card with an amount of 2,500.
So. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner McAnally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of credit cards. Everybody in the courthouse but me has got one. I don't particularly need one, but when you run out there and can't buy something with a credit card, we're obligated no matter what. I mean, what are you going to do, not pay the credit card company? So. But it is what it is. If they all manage them properly, we shouldn't have any issues. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. And he did speak to me as well. I assume he talked to some of y'all about it. And I think it does make things work a little smoother, but when it comes to paying bills.
Internet makes it real easy for the internet.
Yeah. Item number 12, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve and award the bids for the projects on the buyout demolition. Is anybody here from Grant Works? There's nobody here from Grant Works?
No, sir.
Nobody here from Langford either. Only so these grant writers got it made.
The building over there waiting.
They ought to read the agenda. I mean, don't it say county courtroom at the top?
Yeah. Somebody else didn't read it in.
I was on the way out. I'm going to tell you, I'm a creature of habit. I was running down the stairs, and then Brother Sweeney lassoed me in, so here we are. So who's got, where are they? I don't see.
That
was.
Yes, sir.
Consideration, discussion, approve, award the bids for the projects on demolition. So, just so members of the public who may not be familiar, this ain't the first round of buyouts that we've done, and we have already went through procurement to get qualified contractors to do these buyout operations in the various places that are getting their places bought out. And there's we approved like 6 or 7, I think, different companies. So they're already on a pre-qualified list, so they don't have to go through all that again. But on each location, they have to turn in a bid on what they'll do that particular place for. So I have one here from RNDI. Commissioner, you got a charade in your pocket?
I didn't. Give me a backup.
Days at the ball game, they take my pocket knife away, so I can't. Thank you.
you don't have a copy of this.
Was it timely received, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Received August 27th.
I mean, I guess. I wasn't aware of.
She didn't have it put on that thing.
I think August 27th is plenty. Oh, they didn't have a deadline? RNDI out of, off of Hempstead Highway in Houston. Is there a machine right back there? There used to be a machine out there. Would you mind making about six copies?
While we wait on that, we have some folks here that didn't get on the agenda.
For Safe House, did y'all, we were supposed to put on the agenda today.
I don't know if there's any way we can go back to that item five and let them cover.
I've got an email, I need a copy of it.
Who are they with?
Safe House.
Safe House.
We'll get right on that.
She said Tracy had a copy and we were supposed to be on the schedule today.
That could be true. Six copies, please.
Probably wasn't sharp enough, but.
No, it's plenty sharp. While she's making them copies,
let's
go back to item number five.
She just walked out.
She just went to go get a copy of the proclamation.
She just walked out.
All right. On this bid thing here, it's 310 Smith Street, $13,162 with asbestos, $700 for asbestos if it's not needed, if it's no asbestos found. 20 Hale Street, $10,093 with asbestos, $7,700 without. 41 West Holt Street, $12,069 with asbestos, $4,100 without. 701 Holt Street, $3,950 with asbestos, zero without. 1380 Janning Street, $13,010, $7,700 without. 1555 Mud Street, $10,672 with asbestos, $7,700 without. 506 Richard Street, $13,477 with asbestos, $11,300 without. So that's RNDI's bids. That one that's got a zero, I'm not real sure. They must be awful sure that it's got asbestos because they put zero. Or either it's one. We had some buyouts that got in between the buyout application and the awarding of the buyout, the place got burned down. So if it burned completely to the ground, I suspect maybe he said, well, there ain't much to clean up here, and he did zero. I kind of doubt it. That is the reason, but I don't know the reason. soon as I get the other copies, we'll read those off.
So are you for sure October the 7th board has been canceled? The Sky called him last night. He had one also. You sent a letter?
So this one was received August 26th, so that's both over a month ago that they've been received. I'm not sure why. Who was holding the bids?
She was holding the bids, but she didn't know that she was supposed to be
receiving them.
So I have since then told
That didn't happen the first time. They must have changed their person.
Yes, it's a different person that's coming here.
They ought to stick with the same. Well, that's why I like these smaller grant administrators who they ain't got so dadgum many people. You get confused about who you're even dealing with.
She knows now that she's supposed to be.
I thought we required a bond for all of them.
I don't know. You know, Mr. Chris already, probably some girls have already done.
I don't know, but there's a lot of stipulation.
Bonding is excluded.
Yeah, there's a lot of stipulation down here, and they got a $3,500 move in. Additional. That's what we bonded. This is excluded.
All right, the other bid we have is from JWTC. So let me write that down. RNDI JWTC. This is all was in the bid package, just these four sheets. They're from 14215 Mary Jane Lane in Tomball, Texas. Go on.
Yep.
506 Richards. Their bid is $21,937.50 with abatement, $21,337.50 without abatement. $600 difference to do abatement, but they're about The other guys on this particular job were $8,000 cheaper, so pretty sure this one's gonna go.
To RDNI.
Wait a minute. 506 Smith. Yes. RNDI. On the next location, 20 Hale Street, that's just how they are in this packet, so I'm going to read them up just as they come. This company is $19,472.70 without abatement, $20,072.70 with abatement. That's $600 difference. Now, the other company was about $10,000 cheaper. So this one is going to go to RNDI. Forty-one Holt Street. J JWTC bid is, that's James W. Turner Construction, by the way. $18,989.70 without abatement, and then $19,589 with abatement, $600 difference. Oh. 41 Hope Street, the other guy was $12,000 with abatement and $4,100 without, so that one is about $8,000 or $9,000 cheaper. RNDI. Young lady, would you mind shutting the door?
Miss Moss.
Miss Moss? She knew who I was talking about. 30 Owen Street, JWTC bid, that's O-W-I-N. Their bid is $18,989.10 with abatement and $18,389.10 without abatement. The other one didn't bid on Owen Street, apparently. Looks like we only had one bid. I wonder why that would be, but it is what it is. Ain't no grant writers here either, because my question would be,
why did they bid on it?
Well, my question would be, we've gotten chastised by GLO in instances where we were bidding out things, and for instance, I think in one particular incident, we sent the proposal to like 20 different companies, and only one or two bid.
Yep.
And they got on us because we didn't have enough bids. Well, we only got two on this, but I think the fact that we have seven qualified bidders, we done all we can do. We can't make them bid, but anyway, 30 Owen Street, the only bid we got was, I'm going to write it down, I guess, $18,389.10 and $18,989.10. $20,340 without abatement and $600 more, or $20,940 with abatement. Now, the other company's bid is $10,672 with abatement, that's $10,000 cheaper, and $7,700 without abatement. So that one is going to go to RNDI. And the last bid we have here of JWTC is $1380 Channing Street, and JWTC bid is $20,713 without abatement and $21,313 with abatement. The other company, 1380 Channing, is $3,950. Which is $13,080. I got on the wrong line. Sorry, it's $13,010, which is $7,000 cheaper, and $7,700 without an abatement. So that one will go to RNDI. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 567. And then we had one that went to the other. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm confused.
So that's Holt. RNDI bid on 310 Smith and.
So this the second company didn't bid on. So what does that leave? What does that leave? Let's see.
701 Holt.
506.
JWCT bid 6. The other one bid on 7.
Okay, I got the wrong number.
But JWTC didn't bid on 701 Holt.
So it covers 310 Smith.
RNDI just bid on
20 Hale.
Bid on one.
41 Holt. West Holt, and then they also bid on 701 Holt Street.
One of them's for all the Hillstead Highway, another for Donald.
And then 1380 Janning, 1555 Muggs, 506 Richards.
Hey, where's Owen at? Oregon. Where's that at? Owen, Owen.
Owen is down there in the bottom, I think. I think it's over there. It's in that next subdivision.
Cedar Valley?
No. What's that one on Pass Browders before you get to the bridge?
Just a little bit.
Oh, it's that little house.
Very small. Yeah. I think that's where that is.
Yeah, where that pond is up front.
Right where the pond. The last one road to the right.
That's where old Carl Weber's got that hay pasture by it.
Four, five, six.
And they bid on one that
one,
they
two,
didn't.
Three, four, six, seven. So there's a total of 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And out of all 8 properties, they all, the low bidder is RNDI. Except for 30 Owen Street, the only bid I had on that was JWTC. Can I get a motion to award?
Judge, yeah. Let me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This RNDI, they're not bonded, and I thought we all of them had to be bonded and insured.
They do.
And this says on the bottom that that will be additional, plus there will be a $3,500 move-in additional. Not that that's going to change the bid, but just so you'll know the total amount. But the bond is excluded, but can be provided with a nominal fee.
Well, they know they got to have the bond because they can't do no work for the government without it.
I would think, but that's.
Well, perhaps we need to, now that we've opened them, we need to. I thought it was real simple. I'm glad you caught that. I didn't even read that. Perhaps we need to refer this to the grant writers and
get a recommendation from them.
Yeah, because the other guy.
JWTC,
I thought we bid this.
The other guy
knew that they have to be bonded.
We did, but the other guy has no documentation where he's bonded or nothing.
Yeah. Unless it's up there.
At least this guy disclosed it, right?
Yeah. So maybe get some clarification.
Why would they do that? If the bond cost, there's a big difference in all of them. I don't think the bond cost half the price of doing the job, but
it'd be 1%.
Yeah, I was about to say, what, 1%?
1% ain't much at all.
Nope.
10% would be $1,300, for instance, and 1% would be $131.62.
If they're bondable. Mm-hmm.
If they can't present a bond.
I don't remember JWTC. Is that one of the group that we approved to begin with?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't remember.
But they were 7 or 8 of them that we approved.
Yeah, but we went back and picked 3 or 4 out of that 7 or 8.
Yeah, sure did.
But I don't remember if they were originally one of those 3 or 4.
A $3,500 mobilization fee?
Maybe there's a grant right over here we could ask.
That's a one time, and you'll read in there if they got one that's
ready. Any additional mobilization will be additional $3,500.
That's what I was getting at right there. Yeah. If we tell them that, no, we're not ready on these others, why, then they move out and move back in.
Probably another setup.
We probably ain't going to accept it like that.
Well, I suggest you get with a grant, you know, let them before we even attempt to award. I mean, we know.
Okay.
Table it.
We're going to have to table it. We're going to have to forward these to the grant writer and let them take a look at them, and we'll point that out. Lowest, but has mobilization fee forward to grant. Am my memory getting bad, or when we did these didn't we used to have our grant people here when we did these things?
Yes, right.
You know, DB had a chance to look at this?
All right, moving right along. Item number 13, consideration, discussion, possible vote to apply for 2025 solid waste grant and pick project and name a grant administrator and approve a resolution.
I thought we was going to do tires again, wasn't
it? So this is a solid waste grant that we apply for every year, and Mr. Brandon has been applying for it.
He's not here. I think you ought to nominate him.
He did say that he would do that.
He sure
even
did.
Though the implementation of the actual day of the grant is probably going to be after his term. And I talked to the new prospect commissioner, and she's aware of that too. So,
is that a motion?
I will make the motion to add David as the applicant for the grant, or Sunset County is actually the applicant, but he'll be the one applying for the grant. And I do think we need to put
a small disclosure here. The commissioner has handled this in the past himself. He's on the big board at DETCOG and maybe on the committee, so he can't very well apply for the grant and then vote to whether or not we get it or not. So
right.
It's not like you're shirking your duties or trying to pass everything off, and everybody may not realize that.
Yes.
So I think I have a motion to apply for the grant and name Mr. Brandon to continue as the grant administrator for the solid waste grant. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So I have a second.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Mars. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0.
And we didn't say it, but it is tire recyclable. We're going to go after again. Yeah.
Tire.
No, we didn't get replaced for it. We had to pick that last trailer up.
No, they funded it.
They did?
They
I
what?
Was told we did.
Who told you that?
Man, I keep adding to the pile. I forget to haul my tires down there every time. I got a trailer that's wooded down there for the tires.
And you got charged for the trailer. The last trailer.
The fifth trailer got charged, so, I mean, got paid for.
You know anybody that's got tires? This is a great way to get rid of used tires.
We need to be reimbursed.
Me and you paid for it. Come out of my budget. Half of it come out of my budget.
Well, that's not right. We got funded for it.
Can you
accept the last driver?
Here's
there's a
resolution. That all we need at this point?
That's all we need to apply for the grant. Yes, sir.
What is this? Authorized project representative.
And so, we have Miss Carolyn on staff, and she can probably.
Is this the application?
That is. Well, it's going to be one of the. Copy of the application, yes.
I'm don't need to do nothing to it.
So you didn't see where it come out of your budget? Come on, Mike.
I don't think Larry didn't.
$800 something.
Well, it should be reimbursed.
Alright. Back to item number five. We have a kind of like that Head Start deal. It might not have got there in time, but we have members from Safe House. This is like, is this earlier this year's proclamation? Okay.
Unless they gave me the wrong one. There was one that we sent out on 9/9 to be for October. Is that the one from April?
We just did a proclamation in April. This is April's proclamation. This is what I have.
They still didn't give me the right one.
Just say change sexual assault to domestic violence.
Same thing. Just change it to domestic violence and we'll move forward. And we'll get it changed on the side.
You have another proclamation that you want us to sign for October? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. I have it on my phone. And so it was sent here 9/9, but I guess they don't bring us upstairs. That's the one that you signed for me in April.
I don't know, but it's not on here. So if you have a form that you want us to approve, I think the court would be more than happy to.
If you want to just do the one off my phone, then we'll bring you the copy and you can sign it next time. Does that sound good? Because it's the month of October. Let me read it. I'll have somebody read it on the phone.
I don't want to quit wasting time, but if you want to hand me the phone, I'll be glad to read it. Well, Commissioner's got a doctor's appointment. If you think it can't hold till next time, we'll read it. Proclamation Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Whereas the crime of domestic violence violates an individual's privacy and dignity, security, and humanity due to the systematic use of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, and economic control and or abuse, including abuse of children and the elderly. And whereas the problem of domestic violence are not confined to any group or groups of people, but cut across all economic, racial, and social barriers and are supported by societal indifferences. And whereas the impact of domestic violence is wide-ranging, directly affecting individuals and society as a whole here in this community throughout the United States and the world. And whereas survivors of domestic violence themselves have been at the forefront of efforts to bring peace and equality to the home. Now, therefore, in recognition of the important work done by domestic violence programs such as Safe House, I do hereby proclaim the month of October to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month in San Jacinto County. I urge all citizens to actively participate in scheduled activities and programs to work toward eradicating domestic violence, improving victim safety, and holding perpetrators of domestic abuse accountable for their actions against individual victims and our society as a whole. Ma'am, if you would be so kind, if you want to go up to my office and talk to Tracy, she'll print it out or find the one that you said was sent to her.
Okay.
And we'll take care of that business for you this morning.
Thank you. I'll get the other one with you from one of your
back. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Need a motion to approve it?
No, it ain't on the agenda, but we can all, it's a proclamation. I'm waiting to post it again. It's legit. I'll check the dates. So, next. Item 14, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve and ratify the yearly work comp renewal for January 1st, 2025 to January 1st, 2026.
Yes, sir. That's just the every year we do a renewal. So that's just the basic renewal that needs to be signed, voted on and signed.
See, no, you did it, we just sent you some name and chips.
Can I get a motion to approve the renewal of our workers' comp?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner McInally, a second by Commissioner Natuno. I think I might have jumped the gun and already signed it, that's why we got ratify in the motion.
Yeah, we had to do it because it was due by the 30th and the budget was running late.
Any further discussion? Mr. Ward, you got anything to say about it? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it, it's unanimous, 4-0.
Did we miss the vote on Thursday?
Yes, 4-0.
Okay.
We did vote. I got 4-0, yes, sir. I got a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Mars. We voted. Upon the motion of Commissioner McInally.
Hey, DP said he knew about this.
Seconded by Commissioner Natuno. Second day of October. Commissioner? Anything else that needs signing here? No? Item number 15, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve removing Caroline Manthe, should be Caroline Manthe Weisinger, and appoint a replacement as the representative for the public. There's more to it than that.
So why are we doing that?
For the public. That's all it says on the request, but we are talking about some kind of committee, right?
Yes, the investment committee.
Investment committee.
Why are we doing that though, Dee Dee?
Why?
Yeah.
Caroline has a lot on her plate, and I need to have to replace her with someone else. I have asked several people, because we need to have somebody for the public. I've asked several people, and most people do not want to be on it. I asked Sheena Bass, she said she would, but I also am asking the court for a recommendation.
I think we need to, if we're going to replace one, I think that we need to have more than one name to pick from.
That's why I put a replacement. It did have just one name. I modified that a little bit. I know there are others that in our community that would be more than qualified. Some of them are sitting on the front row with the, and they're big Astros fans too. But I'm just saying.
Black white shirt on.
Because, you know, no matter what you're doing, you like to have at least some choices.
Dee Dee, is this a merch something we got to do right now?
Go ahead and table.
Can we try to come up with some other, maybe some other people that might want to be involved?
Tight schedule.
Is that a motion to table this?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But in the meantime, if y'all have people y'all want to,
sure.
I need recommendations.
I mean, I don't have nothing against that, but I mean, it's put some other names out there, you know.
I agree.
All right, so we're going to table that. That's the consensus of the court. We don't necessarily have. We're just not going to take any action today, and we'll You get ready for it to come back on here, remind me to put it back on.
Yes, sir.
Item number 16, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve retiree paid insurance policy.
So this was on the court, last court. There was some confusion on the senior part, but also on the policy I had added. There was one section in there that just did not flow with the other. So we added in there, for the purpose of this section, this is talking about the first part of the insurance plan before you get to silver. It didn't flow from one to the other. So in here we added that, you know, after you're 65 and you're eligible for the senior plan, you can move over to the senior plan. And we have Andrew here to talk to y'all about the senior plan. It was not explained correctly last year, so we got a more solid. But what I'm asking is for us to go ahead and vote this in. We went over the whole thing.
I know that we ain't got a whole lot of time today. I haven't. Some of y'all are on the policy committee, but I hadn't had a chance to look at it long enough myself.
Well, let me ask you. I guess I have a problem with, we never go out to just one supplier or one contact. We need to go out to more people, because I'm telling you, TAC is good, but they're not doing us a favor. And I just be quite open.
I completely agree with you, Laddie. Completely agree. That's why I'm asking this, to just pass this, and then let's find, you know, go through the process on the senior plan and find something that
are comfortable. We don't need to pass anything until we get some more different people to look at. You know, we
that's
never.
That's like saying we're going to vote to buy a car, but we don't know if we can afford the car yet. We should look around and get some more price. I think that's what he's saying.
Well, we can always take out the senior part and vote that in later, because we're still not
necessarily saying the senior part is the only thing that we need to look at. We just need to look at other contacts, you know, get some more competition. The whole world's about competition, and I can tell you, TAC is not doing us any favors.
Well, I'm not saying we don't need to look at it, but I'm going to tell you a little horror story. We had a treasurer one time that went out for bids, and we accepted for a couple terms. I don't know if anybody in here is for a couple of years.
Oh.
We accepted the cheaper policy, and the very next year they raised it up. So you do have some continuity with sticking with TAC.
Well,
because
we get
a little rebate, and we are grandfathered in on a certain plan that we can't get anymore if we lose it.
And the first part of this retiree stays with TAC.
I'm not saying that we don't need to look. I'm just putting that out there.
I'm bearing in mind that Commissioner Mars has got a tight schedule. I concur with Commissioner McAnally. I think it's very important. I think it deserves a little more research.
And I think we should table it.
We should just table it this morning. I mean, otherwise, we're gonna have at best a draw this morning. So.
Can we skip to a sanitation on that?
Skip in.
You're gonna hit the door as soon as I do that one. But
yes,
sir, we sure can.
I mean, I've been waiting on this deal for 2 years.
Item number 18, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve and accept an increase in charges from $15 to $25 for the dumping of bulk items due to the increase in prices at the landfill.
Okay, what the landfill is doing now, they got cameras set up. And each mattress, they charge us $24 a mattress and a box spring now. And we charge $15. So we need to go up to at least $25.
Okay, let me put my input in on that. I agree with you, but if we go up on that, we got a truck load for $25 over here. So how's that going?
Well, truck load ain't going. Well, you got to charge different for the mattresses.
Truck load would never cover the mattress.
Yeah, never did cover the mattresses.
We always charge extra.
Well, for the I know.
Just a bulk load didn't cover the mattresses.
Right, they're separated out.
Or TVs.
But I think you need to go up on the truck load a little bit, because that's the questions you're going to get.
So when they dump that out, they see that mattress in that open top?
Oh, yeah.
And they go back and bill you separate for it?
Yeah.
Them guys on that machine.
Maybe we need to stop taking them.
Well, they're going to be dumped on the roads.
Pick them up on the side of the road.
They're going to be dumped on the roads. I mean, you're kind of danged if you do and danged if you don't.
Well, absolutely. There's no disagreement about wanting to go up from 15 to 25.
If you want to go up and let's try it.
Yeah.
But I think in the future that might be something to look at.
Sure. We need to go up to 25 at minimum.
I'll make that motion to go up to 25.
I have a motion by Commissioner McAnally to go from 15 to 25 for dumping of bulk items. Do I have a second?
No.
So
no.
It's still not right. I mean, 15 to 25 for the mattresses.
What?
I mean, you're saying the mattresses is a problem, and that's not covered in the bulk load.
No, I'm not saying no bulk loads. All I said was the mattresses.
That's not what it says.
Well, your agenda item says dumping of bulk items.
Well, I know, but it should be. They consider mattress a bulk. Some of them do. Different offices, different. But each mattress and box spring should be $25.
Each set.
Each one.
Wow.
But that's what they charge, Mark.
Wow.
You got the printout right there. Did you get the printout on it? What they charge?
I don't think I've ever dumped one of mine. I'm still sleeping on one.
You didn't get it.
You just turn it and twist it.
Turn it, flip it over, and whoop it with the broom. And
yeah, y'all. I thought you sent y'all. Did y'all get the printout, Letty, from the dump, from the landfill?
I did.
Oh, I got it right here. Right there. Right on the very back. On the very back. Please. See this?
Well, they got
this one's right there.
They got the cameras up now.
Oh, they got cameras up.
Listen. All you got on here is $15 to $20. You can interpret it. You have some discretion that I would think at your respective dump sites.
Yeah. But it needs to be $25 per mattress. Per mattress.
Well, it says bulk items.
Yeah, I know, but it should say per mattress.
You can say that, I think.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You don't change your motion?
The motion's fine. You got a second?
We'll get some new signs, mate. I second.
I have a second by Commissioner Mars. Any other questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous. 4-0. 19, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve and repair the road going to Rose Hill Cemetery off of Rose Hill Road.
Judge, this is a road that goes to an old cemetery. Off of Rose Hill Road, and they've been trying to get me to do it. I know that there's been roads repaired, and I want to bring this to the court and get the court's approval.
Very familiar with that one, and I've been on here since 98. I've seen at least two or three other courts approved doing the same thing. Cemeteries serve the public interest. We've done work. Voted on it, got the DA's blessing on the, I call it the Methodist Cemetery. That's not the actual name. There's two cemeteries on Cemetery.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually about three in all, but.
Yeah.
Is it posted out there? Is it historical
cemetery? We've done one in Precinct 4.
Is it over 100 years old?
The morning that Joe Winfrey's funeral was, the commissioner went out there and fixed the road because it had rained, and They couldn't get into the cemetery, and it was approved by the court.
The statute says if it's buried.
This don't give me no heartburn.
I ain't either, don't give me none. It don't give me no heartburn. Larry lost the DA.
To say.
Have you talked to the DA?
I have talked to him.
He good with it?
Said it'd be better to take it to court and get the
I don't have a problem with it.
So.
Well, it's a public cemetery.
Yeah. Well, if it's 100 years old, I mean, the statute allows us to, in the transportation
code. I'm not sure that Norman Street hadn't graded it a time or two back
in
the day
did.
Anyway.
I'm sure of that. I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Natuno. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous.
Thank you, gentlemen. Lots of folks happy.
Item number 20, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve minor plat for Cedarwood Acres.
Well, this is right out here on 156, before you get to Paget Road.
Mm-hmm.
You should have the plat in front of you. Before you get to Paget Road. The stuff on the right where the Jenny Fulcher used to live.
Yeah, I mean, I know where that place is. It's right before Paget Road on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And before you get there, it's...
Is that where Joey Paget used to live?
Yeah, Joey Paget used to live.
Yeah, he sold
that house they moved back in there was... That was Mabel Counts' old house. They moved back there and... Probably the 70s or early 80s.
Good with it?
I'm good with it. I'll make that motion to approve.
I'll second.
She said she's aware she has to file, go to the clerk's office and file and pay all the fees.
So what does it front on? What road does it front on?
156.
156?
State Highway 156.
How much land is there total, Mark, on that?
So, was it 17 original acres?
Was it 17?
Original, and then they split it out. They kept 3 point something, and then sold
it. Oh, yeah, I had my finger over it. It's right there on 156. Yeah, there's no easements to be. There's easements all over, but they're drainage and utilities and building setback lines and all the easements that we require look like they're on there. Who made the motion?
I made the motion.
I second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner McAnally. That's actually in Precinct 1, isn't it?
You know, I think since we redistricted it, it's that piece of land falls in 4.
Barely. No, it goes in.
I thought Paget Road was the precinct line.
No.
Census block track line.
We traded Paget for the other part of Rocket Creek and Walker Lane. Because Mark would have had to come all the way through and catch a half a mile, and so we did the. That's when we got the crayon.
Yeah, right.
You got your
answers. 20 years ago.
Yeah, I remember them. Yes, sir. Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimous 4-0.
I thought she needs to call.
I don't know.
I don't know.
saying that's not the right thing.
Did you ever get a hold of Eastex Telephone? They're waiting, that's all they're waiting on over to take that satellite down is an IP address. I spent 3 days on the phone last week.
He needs it done by Wednesday. He's gonna be on top of that thing Wednesday. He can be right there at it.
I can call him again, but David assured me that
Quantum is shilling here. And they're waiting on, they say they are waiting on Eastex to give them an IP address. That's what they're waiting.
Caleb Shelley's the one that does.
Sheriff drove all the way to Austin yesterday to pick that router up, and they wasn't ready for him. Now, he was there, and he would have picked it up if it was ready, but it wasn't ready.
I just talked to the contractor a while ago, and he said he'd be ready for that Wednesday if they need that done. That's going to be their holdup. He's got an inspector coming tomorrow to inspect what he's got done.
That'll be our holdup.
You got a brother-in-law or somebody that works here, please call.
I'm sorry.
That'll be our holdup.
Rain coming Friday.
Wayne?
Rain.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've got it. They've got it where it's not going to get wet.
Second day of October.
What difference does it make if it does? Nobody's in there.
They got about St. Brain Jailers, I think.
I'm pretty sure they're doing everything they can do, but that's where the holdup's been for 3 or 4 days.
Hey, did you ever have a chance maybe get a hold of jail commission, get a hold of DP? Let them do a walkthrough of them?
We want to have something fixed and ready to show them. I don't want to show them nothing. I don't want to sick them on us until we're ready for them to see it. You got the breaker box fixed? Switches
22nd.
Come to see me when something's done that we can show them. We're just wasting their time. It's
supposed to be here.
When it's done, I'm gonna say hey, and that's already the that's the way we want to approach that.
Who do they need to talk to at the sheriff's office? At least the IP address.
The computer people.
As far as I know, Jane Cooksey's supposed to be taking care of those.
For the last week, she's been at a training every time I call over. She ain't there. Quantum, I got the number of the guy upstairs. His name's Spencer with Quantum.
She's not there today.
I call him every day. Every day I call him. All right. All this map stuff looks good. You got all kind of places, blanks to fill in and all that. Item number 21, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve J.P. Ford brought the cremated remains of Travis Wiley. This is just the way the thing reads. Travis Wiley, DOD 8224, to the sheriff's office. Those remains have been stored in the evidence room and need to be laid to rest. Family has been contacted several times but will not claim the remains. A location is needed for burial. Tim King, Michelle Laughlin. Is anybody here on this?
Yes, sir. I've contacted the funeral home. They're not taking the remains back. And when I looked up, and funeral home should have taken care of the remains. The JP should have never accepted it. There are several things that should have never happened.
We have proof that they've been contacted. If I tell you to take them out there and sprinkle them on the courthouse lawn, we want to make sure we've given them. I mean, did you send them a letter or something?
Yes, sir.
So I'm pretty sure we've already paid to have them cremated.
Yes, sir.
We have, but we're not going to. We're not going to bury his remains.
I agree.
So where are they at? They're in a little old tub, right, or a jar or something.
We've nicknamed him Two Box Tommy because he's in two boxes.
Wow. Okay, and where is he at?
The JP Ford dropped him off and wanted us to put in our evidence, and we don't. We need him somewhere else.
Is that the only one you have?
The other one that we had. He was a veteran, and we went ahead and took care of that through the VA. So the VA is taking care of
that. How did they take care of it? What did they do?
The veteran, He was properly buried with the VA.
There was a man from Shepherd over there?
Well, it's not really a burial if they don't think they actually bury the urn, do they?
Yes, sir.
I think it was a man from Shepherd.
Some people may, I don't know.
The VA cemetery.
Someone fly over the beach and open the window and let them hit. I'm sure there's all kinds of ways you can.
Aren't you going to have your cemetery on Rose Hill? I mean, your equipment.
We can't have the remains at the sheriff's office.
That's so sad. That's so sad. Another family member is ruined.
The mother, I don't know what else.
You can take him up there to George, one of your constituents. He's got a.
Well, I just going to be working at Rose Hill.
Hey, spun on chair.
Speaking of George, see where you bought that Jeep?
I hadn't heard of that.
$31,000.
Who did?
George Russell.
Oh, yeah, it was his granddaughter.
Nah.
Okay, that's right.
Some
other kid. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
You want me to get at the courthouse out there? I can do that. That's not a problem. We need him.
I'd wait till dark. How much pop you got out there, Fritz?
I got plenty, but. My only fear is some
relative
family show up and say, where's my uncle?
Well, this happened in July.
We can't store them over there at that other building that y'all don't, I mean, they got the cars in?
You got an 8,000 foot building, you could probably find one square foot and you could put him at, just in case.
Somebody tries to claim them or something.
Got a lockup, but we're at the impound.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a secure building.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Just put it over there for now.
If you want our suggestion, if y'all can't come up with nothing better, I would agree.
I would too. And
when we get to 7,999 foot capacity over there, then we'll have to see about maybe moving. Mm-hmm. But that's the best we can come up with.
Advice.
Thank
you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, y'all. I go over there to that doctor. I have a doctor's appointment. I have to go to.
So, action. Put remains in. What do you call that facility over there?
Impound storage.
Impound storage.
We got a backhoe. Where
item number 22, consideration discussion. Let the record reflect Commissioner Mars has left the building at 10:25 left. Number 22, again, consideration discussion, possible vote to approve or receive bids for San Jacinto County 2024-2025 annual material and contracted services bids for the following items: aggregate rock, road repair mix, hot and cold mix, pre-mix, road materials, asphalt, ungraded post oak or iron ore, that's gravel I'm pretty sure, mined or unmined caliche, culverts, gasoline, diesel, lubricants, lay down work, hauling slash delivery of materials, cement, stabilization of roadway, stabilized sand, stabilized base, lime slash fly ash. Oh Lord, so we got some bids here. Y'all seen the bids? Is there any
we
bids?
Just got them.
Yeah, me too.
I'd make a motion to accept all of them.
And I have a motion by Commissioner McAnally to accept them all.
Second, with one comment, that I know two of them in here are probably just bidding freight, because there's no way they can bid $30 base delivered, and it's costing $42 at the plant. So I guess we need clarification on what they actually bid. When you put us a spreadsheet.
Which one?
Well, one
is
MSR and the other one
is that a trucking company?
That's Big Dirt, that's Point Blank. And the other one is Bar 42 Spivey out of Oakland. They both bid 30-50, but I'm just telling you, that's going to be fresh. There's no way that's, well, that's rock included.
You need to get clear.
I don't know exactly what they bid. Did they bid anything else?
What category are you talking
about? It's under limestone.
Oh, limestone.
Because frost is $9.
Lime and fly ash?
No. They bid limestone base. See, Rebel is 43 delivered. And Vulcan is 47, 48.
Bar 42 Enterprises.
That's
limestone base.
The cost is $9.
Well, we're bidding for rock here, not freight.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I mean,
MSR trucking, I see what you're saying. So Rebel Contractors has got 43. Mm-hmm. Do you think he can deliver it for that too?
I mean, well, he's got 20, what does he got up there for the price of the rock?
$29.50 FOB at the plant, and he's going to charge $14 to deliver it.
That's probably a crushed concrete, because that's what he's doing.
Yes.
These are the originals, what I sent them.
Okay.
So.
Well, except them all, we don't have to use them.
Yeah, second it. I was just making a comment.
If they show up, they don't want to deliver you that for $30.50 and don't use them.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we accept all the bids because the county is a big county. If Mark, Commissioner Tuno up in the very north end might be getting his stuff from a guy up on that end of the world, and it, even though that price is higher, it would be cheaper for him to drive all the way to Cleveland or somewhere else on the south end and get it. So that's why we accept all the bids, because sometimes the cheapest deal, once you consider the hauling, is not always the cheapest deal. I have a motion by Commissioner McAnally, a second by Commissioner Natuno. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 3-0. Item number 17, consideration, discussion, possible vote to review reporting of detention payout for the third time for the fiscal year 2023-24 and determine to continue or cease the overtime payout for the detention officers. I put that in there because I think this is about the third time. I guess it just keeps getting kicked down the road.
Is anybody here from the jail to explain why we're still paying overtime? I'd say my motion would be to cut it out.
I'll second it.
All right. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner McAnally to stop comp time payout. So, the reason we've done that was we were trying to get a handle on it and not let it keep building up and up and up, and we've hired more jailers and we've hired more sheriff deputies. So has our efforts to make it quit building up as fast been successful, or now that we got more employees, is everybody drawing more comp like I was afraid it was?
Probably a lot of both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. You want? I have a motion and a second. You're kind of over that, and it's your item. Do you have any?
I was just.
What's your thinking on it?
If y'all wanted to continue paying it out.
I got a motion to cease it.
Right.
And
that was just basically that I needed
for
y'all.
We were voting on buying a red Cadillac. You might want to say, you really ought to buy a yellow one. If you've got something to put in about it, I want you to have that opportunity.
No, I have nothing to add to it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner McAnally. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0. We got any bills to pay? Before we pay the bills, is there anything we need to talk about in the executive session?
Yes.
I could have swore there was.
I have something regarding personnel.
Personnel? Okay.
Well, I think there's an attorney here.
He was there.
I'm calling him right now.
There's also something I don't mind telling you. It's come to my attention that we, in the judicial system, for JTs, county, and district courts, we have what is known as a jury plan. It governs how we select juror members to be on our trials, civil and criminal trials. I've been here on and off since 98. I know we have a plan, but I haven't talked to anybody that was here when the plan was formulated or could put their hands on a written copy of the jury plan. So the district clerk is taking it on herself to do a lot of research and hard work and has come up with a proposed jury selection plan, and I appreciate all your efforts in that regard. So when we're called upon to produce a copy of the plan, there's no doubt in my mind that we have one, but it must have been done in the 70s or 80s, because I've called everybody that's been retired for 20 years, and yeah, we might have had one. I don't know where it's at, but well, anyway.
$100,000 plus.
So, do you have a,
I don't see it.
Give me a copy?
I did not. I was going to give you this one. This is the one both district judges have signed.
So it's not on the agenda
today. Two signature pages.
But it is an important legal matter. We're going to go into executive session and review this with our attorney, and then we're going to come out of executive, and if we can't vote there, we have to vote on item number 23 about items. And it's got to be something that fits into executive, and since it deals with the court system and so on and so forth, that's how we're going to do it. And if that gives the DA's office heartburn, then we'll put it on the next agenda. But I'd like to get it passed today.
Yes, sir.
Let the record reflect it's 10:27. We're adjourning regular session. We're going to go into executive session for citizens. Texas Government Code Section 551-7107-2072-507-4076 to discuss pending, and I'm going to update the court on our real estate transactions as well. 14, and we've adjourned executive session. We're going to move and reconvene in regular session on item number 23. Adjourn executive session, reconvene in regular session for consideration, discussion, possible vote on items in executive session. First thing we talked about is the formation of a jury plan for selection of jury members. We have a plan that's been in existence since the day one, I'm sure, because we've been picking juries here for forever. But it's time to, the district clerk has done quite a bit of work in developing a new plan and bringing it up into the 21st century. And we have a proposed jury selection plan that I would entertain a motion to approve the proposed jury selection plan.
I will make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Nattuno, a second by Commissioner McAnally. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimous, 3-0. The Judge Wells signed it electronically and Judge Kitchen signed it as well.
Yes, sir.
So all you need us to do is sign this one. And we'll get a copy and you can have a copy. And thanks again for all your hard work on that. I even called Judge Trapp and he said, man, I know we got one, but I started in 83 and I couldn't put my hands on it. So appreciate you getting this taken care of. Next thing, I missed the last meeting, and I think there was a matter about the local grocery store, former grocery store, they're remodeling and all that, and the county is always in the need for some. They spend good money on buying riprap and big rocks and things, and when they saw that going on down there, they talked about the fellow donating that to the county, and the county can use that to put on washouts and places where they need to use it, and it saves the county a bunch of money. So I would entertain a motion to approve the acceptance of that material from the old Bowles location that was given to the county. All we had to do was pick it up, and I appreciate you saving the county money, but I believe we ought to put that in the form of a motion and approve that.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Nattuno, a second by Commissioner McAnally to approve acquisition of riprap from the, and they call it something else after Bowles. What'd they call it? The
food basket.
Food basket. Bowles/food basket. And I think that'll also enable progress to be made there. I think they're putting in a nice new improvement, which it's been kind of dilapidated for years. Did I make the record reflect that it's approved 3-0?
Not yet.
All in favor say aye. If I didn't, aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0. Broke concrete. I think the court had visited on it before. They just never had, for whatever reason, didn't get action, and now we got that tendency. Let's see. Okay, I guess there's another item about potential purchases made that we're going to address in the bill. So let's move.
You got number four. You got the we want to talk about the employee telling us they're going to work 4/10.
Yeah. You're right. So during the last meeting, the meeting before that, we had an item on the agenda, and the treasurer's office had suggested that we address the salary positions that we have, because it's my understanding that the legislature has changed the law and said if you're called a supervisor that you're supposed to get a giant raise that's not within our budget capability. So we voted to move salary people back to hourly wages. 911 was a little, I guess, disgruntled about that and announced to the court that she was going to take off the rest of the week, which she did. And then she had told the court she was going to work 4/10s from henceforth, and I've sent emails and communications, and the court is of the opinion that we have something to say about how, when 911 works. So I would entertain a motion for the court to declare that 911 permit officer works Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner McAnally, to set 911 permit hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That's an office that people are in every all day long, and they need to be able to deal with those people during the week. It's not, it's a people service office. All in favor, and yep, did I have asked for the vote because I get to talking too much?
That's it.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it, unanimous, 3-0.
And I don't think this next item is on the bill, so we might as well take care of it here too. Mm-hmm.
It's not. I didn't put it in the payments.
All right. It's come to the court's attention that the Sheriff's Department has ordered $49,951 worth of washing machines and dryers that hasn't been budgeted for. I don't know the correct terminology for it, but when the court, Sanderson County Commissioner's Court has a policy, when elected officials, after their last election, whether they ran or didn't run or whatever, if they're not reelected, and what's the correct word for it as opposed to lame duck? Well, lame duck policy, everybody knows what that means. If you want to buy something, anything over $500, you're supposed to approach the court and get permission. This didn't happen that way, so does the court have, I would entertain any motion that the court may have with regard to this $49,951 bill for washers and dryers.
I would make the motion not to pay the bill. I'd make the motion to call the people and say, do not bring this. We do not want this anymore.
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner McAnally to not approve. The equipment has not been delivered or anything.
It's due to come in Monday, she said.
It has not been delivered.
It has not.
When you contact them, you can tell them the proper approval wasn't gotten by from the court, and you know what else to tell them. Not approve $49,000 and $951 bill for washers and dryers.
And you might tell them that you've already canceled that affidavit number.
Right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0. Okay. If we don't have anything else under item number 23, then I'm going to ask that we move to item 6. Consider approval of bills.
So moved.
Second.
I like that. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner McAnally. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0. Number 7, consider approval of budget amendments. Surely we didn't have any. And revenue certifications. We're going to have some next time because...
Yes.
I went yesterday and signed on two of the, we're selling two pieces of property, the acre right down the road and the 4.7 acres. I've signed the closing papers on those yesterday.
We won't. We've already budgeted for
them. We budgeted for that money. We don't have to certify.
Okay. Well, I was
trying ahead of time.
Yeah, maybe I was getting ahead of myself there. Appreciate that. So no action on number 7. There are no meetings, minutes, or approval. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Thank you very much.
Dear.